Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Everybody who covers a team or wants to remain our peer unbiased. So in this case, he covers the Pacers. He's not going to want to hear him. He's not going to hear them say he said Cavs in five, right?
Well, you mean Pacers fans?
Yes, yes. So he knows. Yeah. Like whatever he does, he can't go too far in favoring the Cavs, because if he's wrong, he'll never hear the end of it.
Yeah, I mean, even if he's trying to be as unbiased gets, it's just I get what you're saying.
And so I kind of feel like if it's a specific type of series like this, and most of the time when people say, like Brad Doherty said, he thinks it's going to be a 7-game series. I think that means he knows Cavs are going to win in 6 games. I think Tony just there saying Cavs in 6. I think if he really spoke with conviction, he'd say Cavs in 5.
You mean the fact that he even said Cavs in 6 means that he probably could have gone Cavs in 5? That's interesting.
Yes, I think that's because I think it's across the board.
But what's interesting about Tony, though, and why I don't want to lump him in, is that he talked pretty not great about Tyrese Halliburton. Like, I kind of expected him to come on here and be like, Halliburton's the greatest thing since sliced bread. Halliburton's this, Halliburton's that. He's like, there's some record you can count about him being overrated. There's some things he doesn't do well. He flat out stunk for the first 2 months of the season. I never saw that coming. Like, imagine having one of our people go on to an Indianapolis station and saying Donovan Mitchell isn't good at basketball or isn't great at basketball and is a little overrated. Like, we'd never think to do that because we've watched him so much and we have so much evidence to the contrary. I thought that was interesting. Maybe we just found the most honest, locked-on, local Pacers guy we possibly could.
I bet if Danny Cunningham, our locked-on host here in Cleveland, locked-on Cavs, if he went on, I don't even know, the fan in Indy, and they asked him, how's Darius been? He'd be like, he was really bad the last 2 months of the season.
Yeah, I think we just have two outliers there in that equation. Like, if you're trying to, in the beginning of it, count out the idea that basically – they can't be as unbiased as they want to be because they're local, and so they have to go ahead and play the homer card a little bit. I think Tony and I think Danny just don't do that.
I'm going to tell you right now, 99% of the time, if somebody says Cavs in 6, they mean Cavs in 5. If it's a series like this, specifically like this, but this can be applied otherwise.
Are your Cavs in 5 really, is that really Cavs in 4?
No, because I had to, because I was going to do the same thing. I was going to be like, well, I should say Cavs in 6 because that's a much more respect. No, and I had to snap myself out of it. I said, Cavs in 5.
You really wanted to go ahead and stamp down how much better we both think the Cavs are than the Pacers. Shouldn't we be saying it? Cavs in 4?
No.
Okay.
No, because I don't believe the Cavs are getting a sweep. Okay. The Pacers should get a game in the series. They just shouldn't get more than that.
Okay. I mean,
have you made your prediction yet?
No, I'm not like a massive prediction guy either, though. I never have been. When I do the pregame shows with the Browns, that's like one of the things I've always shied away from.
That's a single game. This is like a series of games.
And I'll do it with a set number of games as well. I don't really ever do predictions, though, for series. I don't. So many things can change. So I get no credit for ever getting it right.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely zero.
You don't really get any credit for getting it wrong, though.
No, but you do have people throw it back in your face in an unnecessary way. The risk versus reward, just whatever you want to call it. And I've never been enough juice for the squeeze for me.
By the way, you actually do get credit if you get it right. Like if I call Cavs in five, that would be a small victory lap.
I said Miami in four in the first series. I got zero credit.
I mean, for like a week.
By game two, people forgot I even said it.
For months, I said Shedeur Sanders wasn't worth the number two pick. For the next week, that's all I've heard.
That's not a series.
So draft is different than a game?
For sure it is. Draft, trade, different things like that are way different than saying a prediction for a series.
By the way, I totally heard. I think you got a lot of credit on social media for you being right about the Heat series.
I went against my typical way of doing it, and I said Cavs in four, and you were aghast at it, if I remember correctly, because you wanted me to give the Heat a little bit more credit than that. I refused to. I got zero credit when it was all said and done.
See, but you just got to get your little credit right there, and now people are going to remember.
And because you remembered it, maybe I'll give a serious prediction out of this one.
Look at that.
Because you remembered it.
That's how we build a bridge to Trust City.
If you had not... Because you hadn't brought it up routinely up until this point, by the way. It's not as if you'd been giving me flowers for it or doing anything like that. So it was in my mind, I'm like, well, what was even the point? If Nick's not going to acknowledge it to an extent, or if we're just going to bypass it, what was the point?
Yeah. Well, in fairness, we just kind of moved on from the Miami series because it was like, what can anyone take away from that series?
Would you like it better if I do predictions?
Maybe not in the NFL season, because I think everybody does them. But yeah. I think for like series base, like in the NBA, you've got to.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to start doing the Browns pregames different. I've been doing that the same way for 10 years. I'm not going to do that
also
different.
Also, individual games in the NFL, like it's just...
I mean, if you listen, you know how I feel about any individual game. In a four-hour pregame, I will more than tell you what I think is going to happen in that game. But then to be like, 21-17, I always thought that was just kind of dumb.
All right, see, now I'm going to try and test the theory. Mac, what do you think is going to happen in the series?
Cavs in five.
All right. See, I think he's doing. The problem is, here's the problem
because it's either the only way to be different than what you already said is say Cavs in four and a sweep seems ridiculous in round two of a series, mm-hmm. and then say Cavs in six means like you're casting down on the Cavs.
And then so I would have said you all really I can mean do Cavs in five. I see. I realize that I boxed him in there. That's on me, Matt.
Well, no, me too. Though we're all boxed in. Only thing we can do is just piggyback on your initial Cavs in five because it just seems like it's the most likely outcome.
I mean, there's enough room on this bandwagon for three or four more.
Then we're just going to be patting each other on the back when it happens. And I mean, listen, we're not shy to that on this show, but like it does feel a little self-serving.
What if today I said Cavs in five, then maybe tomorrow I tweet Cavs in six.
Oh, then you'd be the morning show.
And then maybe on Monday, if the Cavs win, I'll say I've been saying this whole time, Cavs sweep.
Then you're the LeBron James of sports talk radio.
Okay, I just want, is that on the table? Can I
yes.
do that?
You can be
seven different outcomes that are going to happen to the Cavs winning the season?
Yes.
Series?
Which was right of, it was right of Ken to tweet out what he thinks is going to happen with LeBron James' retirement tour, because no one is inside LeBron James' head more than the LeBron James of sports talk radio.
Been saying
I need 100 Cleveland men.
I wasn't even trying to turn this into a bash the morning show. It just kind of worked out that
so,
way.
So, yeah, if you want to change your predictions as they move along, you're open to that, I guess, if you want.
No,
but
Cavs
if you say
five.
Cavs in five, I think you should lock it into Cavs in five. I think Mac wants to say Cavs in five. I think I want to say Cavs in five. And so it's like, hey, embrace debate on Cavs in five.
I'll go more specific. Cavs win the first three, Pacers take the fourth game, and then Cavs win it at home.
Wow.
That's not how this is going to happen.
I think he one-upped you.
I don't think it's going to happen.
I think he one-upped your take here. I think he did. Getting that specific with it.
Well,
when it happens,
I'll change it up.
He's going to seem like he's going to see Miss Cleo. He's not going to
call him now. No, I'm not going to be more specific. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to be lulled into saying the Cavs will win game one, lose game two, and then win the next three games. I'm not going to say that on air because I won't be lulled into saying it. If that's how I thought it might go, which is not maybe, or maybe it is how I think it'll go.
Now, is it alarming to anybody that we all feel this way? That we're all locked in on Cavs in five? Is that a little alarming?
I think that's Midwest insecurity. I think we're being Midwest nice with that.
Well, we're nice and giving.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Bring them a game.
Wait, that's the nice part?
I think that's the nice part. You're 7.5-point favorites entering game one.
I think two games would be the nice thing. Like, I
so what's Midwest nice about it?
But five games? Wait. Huh? What? I think we might be having different conversations.
You said that was Midwest nice. Nice, excuse me. I thought that was based off of five games.
No, sorry. The Midwest nice is us being insecure about, well, if we all agree on this, you know it's not going to work out that way.
Oh, okay.
I think we're just Midwest nice, insecure, however you want to say it.
If the Cavs are in the conversation with Boston the way that national, you know, pundits have also said too, I don't know why they don't get the same kind of respect that Boston would if this were a Boston-Indiana series.
Can I tell you why? It's because one team plays in Cleveland and the other plays in Boston, and the other does happen to be defending champs.
Boston also took Indiana in four straight games last year in the Eastern Conference Finals. Mm. That was a four-game sweep.
So should we expect it now?
If Boston did a four-game sweep last year, maybe the Cavs should be thinking four-game sweep.
No, because they didn't have Mathurin and Halliburton was banged up. The Pacers are healthy, hence the fifth game. Not being Midwest nice.
So more confidence in the Cavs in five.
Yeah.
I wish I could tell you I like Cavs in seven. I had Brad Doherty level enthusiasm for this series.
Why would you want a seven-game series?
No. It's not that I want it. It's just the idea that if the line was a 1.5-point spread and we're like, oh, we have to look and monitor it this way. No, this is in my mind, this is going to feel much more like the Miami series than it will the Boston series. And how we view this and how we watch it.
I'll double down, not on the Cavs. Celtics in six. I think that series actually will be better. I think it'll be closer, and I think the Celtics will take two out of four games from Boston. And I feel better.
I think Celtics in five. I'll say it with my chest. Celtics in five.
I think you want to say Celtics in six, but
no,
you don't.
I don't. I watched this Knicks. I watched way too much of the Knicks series. I'm very out on what New York Knicks basketball is right now.
Mm. Mac?
I think it's a Boston sweep.
One up all of us.
I think that Detroit wore them down, and especially with the way that Thibodeau runs his rotations, I think Boston's going to be able to wear them out.
I think Orlando wore down Boston, too. I think both teams are more wore down. I'm making this up on the Boston thing. I just think it's going to be Boston in the six. See, now we have the kind of disagreement that I think really makes sense. Now we're cooking with gasoline.
Now we're Boston in six, Boston in five, Boston in four.
Yeah, now this makes a lot more sense.
This is how we battle. Yeah,
that, which is also why that series is going to get so much more interest. Also because they play in Boston and they play in New York. But because it's going to be the better series.
Yeah, how many people are going to... Hopefully, the goal is by the end, like by game five, people are like, why are we watching this? Which is what happened for all the national media by game three of the Miami series.
Oh, are you saying for the Cavs?
Yeah, that's
like,
the goal.
We're like, by game four, we were like, okay, wrap it up.
By game four.
By game four, Miami was
by game
it up,
four, babe. The national media is like, this is the night I get to take out my wife. This is the night that I get to go ahead and run my errands. I get to do anything else in life than watch
the NBA. I
thought
you meant like with a hitman.
No, not with a hitman. Advice, if you think you know a hitman, you don't.
216-474-0092. Let's
all these,
go.
All these crime shows, they always get caught because they think they find a hitman on Facebook. You don't know a hitman, and hitmen don't live on Facebook.
Well, some of them do. You just got to find the right one.
You don't know a hitman.
Oh. Sid, welcome to the show, Sid.
Oh!
Oh!
How are you guys doing? I'm going to simplify this all for you. Pacers, Cavs in four. Celtics, Cavs in four. Oh!
Oh!
The finals against the Lakers, Cavs in four.
Oh!
I'm telling you, that's how simple it is.
Can you simplify all your money anything else on it, for us?
Believe me. Yeah, this older guy goes to his country club, and he sees a priest on the first tee, and he goes up to him. He goes, Father, he goes, you know, I've been playing golf my whole life. He goes, I need to know, is there golf in heaven? And the priest says, you know, that's a good question. You know what I'll do? Tonight in my prayers, I'll talk to the Lord. I'll ask him. So a week goes by, and the old guy's on his sees the priest on the first tee, and he goes, hey, do you remember me? Did you find out if there's golf in heaven? He goes, yeah, I remember you. And he goes, good news and bad news. He's like, what's the good news? He goes, the good news is a beautiful golf course up in heaven. Beautiful fairways, beautiful greens, not much hazards, yeah. This and that. He's like, that sounds great. He's like, well, what's the bad news? He goes, well, you tee off in 30 minutes.
Oh!
You guys have the best show. You guys have the best show in the world. Love you. Miss you, Jonathan.
Love you, Sigmund. Mazel tov.
Mazel tov.
Mazel tov.
Gosh, I like that energy. You just, everything that I said, I went full Dice Clay on, like Cavs in five. Oh, I wouldn't be on the radio, but I would have a lot of fun in the small amount of time that I was on radio. 216-474-0092. Don't say what you think is the respectable prediction for this series. I want to know what you really think. Cavs in five, in a big moment for somebody on our show, something to celebrate in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.